Hey guys, it's Jazz. Listen, a couple of days ago, Nathan Bransford on his blog said, I'm just looking for the quote here, something like, the conversion to primarily an e-book reading society is inevitable. Yes, inevitable. I recommend that you check out Nathan Bransford's blog. It's at nathanbransford.com, especially on Fridays, because he does a wrap up of the week of This Week in Publishing, and there's always something good there. Anyway, Nathan Bransford talking about the inevitability and inevitability of a primarily ebook reading society. 100 years from now, there's still going to be people pulling the oil out of the ground, although hopefully by then it will be a boutique thing. And 100 years from now, they'll still be cutting down trees to make books, but they'll be boutique books and specialty box sets and very small specialized projects. Generally, it'll be ebook. It came to mind, I was at a publishing conference not long ago, and one of the publishers on this panel was still doing a whole lot of hand-wringing and was very resistant to the idea of ebooks. And it's the same stuff, a lot of the same objections to the technology are coming up all the time. So I can't read in the bathtub with my e-reader. Well, actually you can if you put it in a baggie, but I think that has pretty much the same problems as reading a book in the bathtub. We really have to get over this resistance to technology. E-books are already eliminating the need for blind people to read Braille. You can set your reader to large print, so they won't be printing large print books anymore. That was always a pretty marginal way for the publishers to make money anyway. But the thing is, there's so much resistance still among in some quarters, and you really have to catch up because the market is changing, and it's going to change. It doesn't matter how much you wring your hands about it. At this publishing conference, this publisher was saying, "Well, what if I have my entire library in my e-reader, and I go to the rail of a cruise ship? I'm on vacation, and I drop the e-book reader overboard." Well, the first answer to that is, "What are you, two? Don't do that. Don't read your book at the rail." The other thing is, you can back it up, and well, what if your house burns down and all your books burn? Well, you could have all your library on a server so it wouldn't be destroyed. They're backups, guys. You gotta these objections are sounding more and more lame the longer I hear them. I initially took some of those objections seriously, but then I went to another ebook or another book conference, and the second one was all about technology and there was no more hand-wringing. People had kind of gotten over that, and the publishing conferences, were only a month apart. But different group, different focus, and people were getting with it. So I do hear that there is an argument that just because you have the technology doesn't mean that you have to use the technology. It's kind of the argument against technological triumphalism, I guess. Well, the genie's out of the bottle. It's coming. And yes, there have been problems with the technology in the past, but it'll be a very short time, and only the Luddites among us will still be pining away for a time when we relied all on dead trees. I mean, right now, we're still in the P-book world, that's paperback world. We're moving into the e-book world, electronic book world, and pretty soon we'll call them the m-books or mobile books because you'll be reading them on your cell phones. A lot of the people who are very resistant to the next technology haven't tried reading on a cell phone or reading on an iPad or reading on a Kobo or a Kindle. Yes, the technology is in transition. One major thing that they have to overcome to really make it go everywhere is stuck with a proprietary technology. It has to be one format that can work across all formats, one layout for the book that works out on all formats of hardware. So yes, it's in transition, but my point today is that it is coming and there's no avoiding it. So hand-wring all you want, but you may as well argue with the tide that is coming. But one of the things I wanted to talk about today too is just a little bonus. I'm phoning this in today because, quite frankly, I've got to get to my own writing and I just want to do a quick blog post, and this is a quick way to do it. The other thing I wanted to mention was the concern that once there are ebooks everywhere and everybody can theoretically be their own publisher, there'll be too much background noise. There'll be so many books, and there are already so many books. There already is that problem of being too many books and not enough media attention for everybody to go around. That's just the way it is. Not all bookstores carry all books. There are way too many books published each year for that to be possible. But what people forget about the argument against the background noise, like for instance, in Nathan Bransford's post, he talks about the slush pile may go away because a lot of authors will say, well, I don't need the slush pile anymore. I'll be my own publisher. And that definitely is a possibility for a lot of people. In the future, it's becoming more and more doable to do that. As we speak, that's happening. And there'll still be the resistance from traditional publishing, but you know, things are changing, and we have to try to figure out how we're going to monetize it all. We haven't figured that all out yet. But the bonus point I wanted to leave you with was, with all that background noise, yes, it's true there'll be a lot of background noise. However, with social media and all the new ways you can work on to build your tribe, there are a lot more ways now for the good news to get around faster. So if you do something really good, you can have more outlets now to build that tribe, to get recognized, to get noticed. And you don't have to depend on your publisher's publicist who has about 5 minutes a day to deal with your book because she's got so many other books to deal with. Publishers are already putting the onus of a platform and publicity and promotion on authors, and fortunately through social media, at least that part is a bit more egalitarian now, and there's a lot more that you can do personally as an author. So a few years ago, it would be, as an author, do I have to finance my own book tour? Because my publisher can't afford it or won't do it, or I'm a mid-list author and I'm not big enough to warrant a book tour. Here's another tip about that, which is really important. When you're an author doing a book tour, if you have a book signing at a bookstore and you don't have a big turnout, that is okay, because the truth is, when you're an established author, people come up and at a book signing, they talk to you, and they are really talking to you about the last book. They're buying your new book, but they want to talk to you about the last book because that's the one they just read last year or something. And they're into your stuff, so that's cool. If you're a new author, you don't have somebody who's, you know, rushing you to your table. You don't have lineups. Unless you get a movie deal that's tied in with your book, it's not happening. But that's okay, because you are there, even if you don't have a lot of clients or customers coming up to sign your book, you're there to be nice to the bookstore staff, because the bookstore staff will be hand-selling your book for the rest of their lives and for the rest of their employment as long as you're nice to them. and you make a connection with them. They call it hand selling in the book business. Any other business, they call it selling, but it's hand selling in the bookstore. The staffer makes a connection with you, remembers you, buys this book and your next book, or gets people to buy this book and the next book. And they'll always remember you fondly and go, oh yeah, well, that author was actually here, and they were really nice, and I like their last book, why don't you buy the next book? Spreading the word, because the thing is, like this and any other business, word of mouth is what's going to sell your books. So if you're a first-time author who does a bookstore signing and not a lot of people show up, don't feel too bad. Just focus on the people that are always in the bookstore, and that is the bookstore staff. So a couple of bonuses there. I've gone on too long already, and I need to go get some work done. So I just want to wish you all a very good day, and thanks for reading Jazz Rights and listening to Jazz Rights. Have a great day.